is this Shirley?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Joe over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing good. You doing okay?
Yeah, good. It's Friday, you know, can't complain.
That's great. I got your message, and I'm looking for one of my payroll reports, and we had something to come up with the family.
Oh.
And I let Curtis get out of town and didn't get his signature. So I had to wait till he come back in town to sign that form.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So he's back, and then we waited on the estimate for the repairs, and they finally called us back, and it's $19,000 and something real close to $20,000. So I've been working on stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty pricey to fix it up.
Yeah, that's what they gave me because we called the day that, as soon as we hung up talking to you, to make sure that we was asking for the right amount, because no sense in thinking $12,000, $15,000, and then we get a check and we still don't have enough to
do exactly.
Yeah, so you did ask me for the payroll slip, the bank statement.
Bank statement.
What else was it?
Tax return.
Which year? Last year?
The most recent you have.
Okay, I'm going to put on here 2000. I knew it was something else, and I didn't think what it was. Tax return of 2015, my bank statement. You had asked for the last 6 months because I pulled those. The payroll, you just need the last payroll.
Payroll, is that another bank account you have? I know some companies, they have a separate bank account for payroll. Is that what it is for you?
Okay, it's a statement. It'll show the money that he make and the deduction.
Okay.
I may just send you the payment.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
And I'll send you the most recent one.
Okay, sure, sounds good. And are you, I think the last time I remember we spoke, you said you wanted to, was it mailing it or faxing it? I forgot. I think you didn't have one of the technology that where you can get the application.
Are we going to fax it once
fax
I get everything
okay.
together? Because
mm-hmm.
I just feel comfortable doing it that way.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't want to, you know, get it lost in the mail or something.
Yes, because I still have a $724 check that's lost and it still haven't surfaced. So another thing, when I send stuff, I still will blacken out the Social Security number since you already have that.
Yeah, that's fine. Since I have it, I'll just put it in myself.
And that way you'll wonder what those black marks are, and that's what it would be. Because I will actually be handing the documents to someone at printers, and I want to take care of that. And other than that, what else would I need? Because I want to do this at one time.
Okay, just to recap, I would need the 6 months of bank statement. Do you have up until June?
I'm waiting on that to come in.
Okay. I guess we'll just wait until June comes in. Because I would need June's.
Okay.
And
the mailman just pulled up. I just saw him.
Hopefully that's it.
Uh-huh.
And then just the tax return, the application. Now, did you already blackout the Social Security field, or did you already use the marker?
No, I haven't blocked out anything yet.
Oh, okay. Just leave it blank, and I'll just fill it in. But don't black it out, because then I wouldn't be able to, you know, put it in.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Just leave it blank. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then let's see here. I think that's about it. It sounds like, you know, there's the banks, the application, the tax return. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, I think you're good. That's all we need.
Okay, and what's the how long did you get to repay the monies back?
We have a lot of different options. What we do is we'll approve you guys for the longest term possible and the most amount possible, and then we'll work backwards to see, you know, what's the best deal for you and what, you know, what you guys like, basically.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long will the process take once I fax everything?
Once everything is in, it takes about 24 to 48 hours to get you guys an answer, so pretty quick.
Okay, okay, mm-hmm. That's another thing I need to know, because I don't want it to just go on and on.
No, yeah, unless I'm missing pages and it takes a little bit of time, but I'll be able to see it right away if I'm missing anything once you fax it. To talk about the term again, how much are you budgeting for like a monthly output for you know, fixing the car and all that?
Meaning now?
Yeah, like how much, like basically what's like the, you know, how much would you be willing to pay per month? How much is the lowest amount that you're willing to pay and the highest amount you're willing to pay per month as a monthly payment?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because, you know, like, for example, when I buy a car, I'm like, oh, I only want to pay, you know, $300 a month. You know, anything above that's going to put a stress, you know, that sort of thing. The same thing, you know, like, how much are you willing to, you know, budget for, like, a monthly output so that it doesn't put a strain on your business, but, you know, it's still affordable for you.
Yeah, at least $500, because I will want to get it over with, too. I want it stressed out, but I want to pay it back. Say I set it at $500, but this month I got $600, and I'm going to send in $600. The next month I might be able to send in $800.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I know I'm safe at $500.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So $500 is the lower range where it's safe.
Yeah.
It's
going
safe
off the top of my head, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then the what is like the highest range where, you know, you would be willing to put out as a monthly output?
Maybe $800, $850.
Mhm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good. I will put in the notes so that way we know, you know, what kind of range of payment. And obviously, you know, the faster you pay it off, the shorter the term, and then the longer you take to pay it off, the longer least amount you put out as a monthly output, longer it takes to, you know, get it paid off. So at least we can kind of get like an idea of what you're looking for.
Yes, because mm-hmm. I'm still concerned, you know, how much. I just don't want to be locked in at $20,000. This is all that you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want more.
Okay.
And then you're going to see where, I know I'm not supposed to do this, but I did mix some of my business with my personal, and you'll see that when you see the bank.
Oh, I
business.
See.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. A lot. Everyone does that.
Yeah, so it's just like, here's a card. Swipe it. Here's this. Let's do that. You know.
Yeah.
So you're going to see that, and because I was kind of concerned about that, because at first I didn't do that. I kept everything separately. Yeah,
so, you'd be fine. I mean, honestly, a lot of all the business owners I've dealt with have done that. You know, when I look at the bank statement, I'm like, obviously this was not for the business.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll know that. But you see, I just don't know how much we'll be able to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, looking at the credit, I think I pulled, let's see, who did I pull? I think I pulled Curtis's, and I think it was around the 700 range from what I remember. I got to look at my notes. So, I mean, looking at that, that's a pretty strong number. And then if your bank statements are strong, too, you should be pretty okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then just one last question. Have you guys had any experience with, like, a capital loan before?
No.
Okay, so the only loan you guys ever had was with Pawnee for your
equipment. No. I thought you was talking about a large. You know, we had paid for our truck,
uh-huh.
And we had to pay for our trailer.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, so see, we have that,
mm-hmm.
You know, that we paid. And for the life of me, I think it was Aero Truck Sales that we bought the truck from. I know that's who we bought our truck from.
Oh, okay, no problem. Okay,
so that's what you're asking me.
Do you have like any? Have you had any experience with like a working capital loan before?
No, we just basically did everything on our own.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just want to explain it a little bit, just to kind of give you a general idea of how the structure of the loan works. So what we do is after looking at your file, the underwriters will decide on, you know, what's the longest term possible and the largest amount possible, and then they'll go over that option with you. Once you say yes to a certain number, the amount that you want, and you say yes to the term and all that, what we do is we'll deposit the money straight into the account of the bank statement that we have.
Uh-huh.
And then you can use it for whatever you need. It doesn't go on your personal credit. It only goes on the business credit, because that's the plus side there. And then from that same account that we deposit the funds to, we do a automatic a deduction from it. So it's not like a traditional, you know, let's just say, for example, your credit card loan or credit card debt where you write a check and you can mail it in. We don't have that option where you can mail it in. We just do the automatic deduction from it. So it saves you time. It saves you stamp money, too. We just do it automatically like that. Is that something that's okay with you?
Yes. I have to just give you that date because we get paid once a month, and it's according to where the 10th falls on the weekday, but I will always set it up maybe on the 15th of the month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds good.
Yes, because that way I know if it's a mess-up on payroll's end, we have at least 4 days for them to – they never mess up. Sometimes they're – do it on the 8th or the 9th. It's according to where the 10th falls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so that's no problem with us at all.
Okay, sounds good. And then I'll put in the notes that you prefer a monthly option, but we do have other options available too, which are weekly and daily options too. So we have all three different payment plans, and I'll just put in a note that you prefer a monthly, but the other two are also something that might be an option for you too. So
okay.
I'll have the underwriters go over once we look at everything and see what you qualify for, we can go into details of that.
Okay.
All righty.
I'm working on a church workshop paper right now, so I'm not even sure I can get it there until maybe this afternoon. If that is not, it would be there Monday.
Okay, no problem. Take your time. And then when you send it in, just send in with a cover page that says, attention to me. So that way they know it's to me. So they can send it.
J-A-I, right?
J-I-A.
Okay, I reversed it every time.
That's okay. Everyone always mix up the two letters. Even though my name is only three letters, it always gets messed up.
Okay, then, and what's the latest you stay? Because I know you're in California.
Mm-hmm. I'm here until 3:30 Pacific time. So you have basically 6:30 your time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. And then, if you have any questions or anything, feel free to give me a call on this direct line. Do you have it already? I don't remember if I gave it to you or not.
I do, but I'll take it again.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's at
858-779-0404-23. Mm-hmm. And I have the fax fund something on that paper.
Mm-hmm.
I have the fax number.
Okay. It's 1-888-234-0177. Is that the same one you have?
One
8-8-2-3-4-0-1-7-7. Yep, 0-1-7-7. Yep.
Uh-huh. That's what I have.
Okay.
Let me see. List of total Visa Master processing volume from the four popular months. What does that mean by tickets?
So basically, we do a lot of business with like retailers and all that. So it's basically for, let's just say for example, when you go to like a gas station, you know, you use credit card processing when your customers pay you. So that's basically what it is. It's just, if you take credit cards as payment from your customers, then that's where you would put it. But for you, it sounds like, you know, you guys probably just get checks when people pay you.
We get paid. We're leased to a company, and they pay us everything. And when you see the sheet, you'll see what stuff has been disbursed. Say this month he made $18,000, then you'll see the disbursements there.
I see. Okay, sounds good. And you guys have your own, like tax ID and your own sole prop, right?
We have our own tax ID number.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, we do.
Okay, sounds good. So you can just disregard that part of the application to ask you about the processing because it doesn't apply to you guys.
Okay, okay. All right, then. Well, thank you. We'll be in touch.
All right, sounds good.
Okay,
talk to you later. Bye.